We've been talking a lot this morning about that the terrorist in Dallas who went to a synagogue in an effort to let some prisoner out. And yet the FBI and Joe Biden really refused to admit anti-Semitism was involved in this in any capacity.
Or terrorism.
Yeah, or terrorism. Exactly right, Bernie. And that's why our next guest is the perfect guest for this, because he is not afraid to talk about anti-Semitism, terrorism, and all these things that continue to haunt us in our country today. And that is our good friend, Dov Hikin. Dov, it's Moxter. Welcome back, good buddy.
Well, it's great to be with you. This latest incident, as you point out, is just totally beyond comprehension. And we are going to be calling myself, other elected officials, an investigation. We need to get to the bottom of this. What would make an FBI agent get up in front of the entire world and tell the entire world, you know, the fact this guy picked a synagogue while they were praying, you know, on the Sabbath, not a problem. It's not about Jews. It's totally, he would have picked something else, but he happened to be outside the synagogue. That's all. It is beyond comprehension. And you know what's interesting, guys? The fact is, the foreign minister of England, while the FBI guy was telling us it was not anti-Semitism, it wasn't directed against Jews, the foreign minister of England said it was anti-Semitism at the very same time. So this is something that is beyond comprehension. It is beyond understanding. In fact, it is becoming more and more clear as we, you know, the fact that he picked the synagogue, guess what? You know, he was a student of anti-Semitism. You know, Jews have all the power in the world. You know, if you go after the Jews, you can get anything done. That's exactly why he went to the synagogue. So why would the FBI do this? And I just want to say, we all grew up loving the FBI. You know, these are the people who put their life on the line for us all the time. But it's about the politics in the FBI. It is about the Biden administration, about Garland. We need to know. I think we deserve, you know, the transparency they always spoke about when it came to Trump. How about some of that in the Biden administration? We need to know how that happened. I mean, the guy from the FBI didn't just get up and decide to say this without any information. What in God's name happened? Because this undermined the war against anti-Semitism.
Dov Hikin on the Bernie and Sid Show, former New York State Assemblyman. Dov, clearly it was his woke bosses at the DOJ that told him to soft pedal this. Do not emphasize anti-Semitism. Back off on the Muslim aspect of it. Turns out this guy came here around New Year's Day, give or take 2 days before, 2 days after. He was on the British intelligence radar, and they still granted him a visa. It makes no sense whatsoever. So this was, again, an orchestrated woke effort, and that FBI guy was following orders. Now, I want to know, Dov, who you're more angry at, that FBI guy or at the President of the United States himself for saying this?
Do you know why he targeted that specific synagogue?
Well, no, I don't. We don't have. I don't think there is sufficient information to know about why he targeted that synagogue, why he insisted on the release of someone who's been in prison for over 10 years, why he was engaged, why he was using anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli comments. We just don't have enough facts.
Yeah, it couldn't possibly be anti-Semitism and terrorism. By the way, the lady who he wanted released, she's in jail for like 80 years for some sort of terrorist-related activities. Her nickname is Lady Al-Qaeda. And we still couldn't connect the dots?
86 years, by the way, in prison. That's her term. She was going to murder American soldiers. You know, when you mention Biden or the FBI agent, you know, to me, Biden is missing in action. He's basically sleeping even when he's not sleeping. I mean, really, he's just when you watch him, you got to feel demoralized. How sad it is that this is the leader of our country. He has no clue what's going on. It's pathetic. And the bottom line is, we need to find out the facts. That's all it is. How in God's name You know, he just happened to pick the synagogue. He was on the corner. You know, he was in the neighborhood.
Right.
Maybe he was going to pray at the synagogue. Who knows? He just happened to be there. I mean, it is so bizarre. It is so crazy. And as I pointed out, the foreign minister of England got it immediately. She called it anti-Semitism. But in our country, and by the way, here's something else. How safe do we feel in this country when someone like this Malik Faisal Akram could get into this country so easily a couple of weeks ago?
Right. Even his brother.
How did that happen? How did that happen? How safe are we?
Even his brother asked that question. Today's New York Post, it's the actual cover of the paper. His brother said, how the hell did my brother fly into this country and do what he did? Let's ask you, Dove Hykind. I mean, obviously, me and Bernie think there was some anti-Semitism behind the FBI and the president not talking about the Jews and even a terrorist attack. Is it that simple, Dove? Do you agree that's what it is, some anti-Semitism on their part?
Well, I think it was, the Democratic Party is more interested in being politically correct than anything else in the world. That's why they cater to the Talibs and the Omars and the rest of that radical anti-Semitic group. So unfortunately, when it came to this, it was an attempt to avoid making this into, anything to do with Islam. The fact is, Sid, Bernie, that Linda Sarsour, CARE, many of the Muslim organizations in this country, guess what? They have been fighting to get Lady Al-Qaeda out of prison.
Yeah. Hey,
for the longest period of time. So they are involved in trying to get this terrorist out of prison. Now they're all excited. You know, we're against this. You know, Linda Sarsour, who's a noted anti-Semite, suddenly she's in solidarity with the synagogue. You know, this is a real problem. You know, we've talked about it, about the Democratic Party, and thank God there is some positive news. More Americans today, latest poll, have a connection, identify with the Republican Party than the Democratic Party. To me, that is the greatest news I could possibly hear, that people are getting it. People are understanding that the Democratic Party is a disaster, a total, total disaster. The policies of the Biden administration, I mean, we knew we'd have problems with Biden. Did anyone expect that it would be this bad after one single year?
No, absolutely. This is catastrophic is what it is. These are catastrophic proportions. You know, there are several ladies in public life vying for the title of Lady Al-Qaeda. I'll just leave it at that. And by the way, Biden had no problem labeling Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist on night one. He didn't have to wait for the facts to come in. He's a white supremacist. That's Joe Biden. Quickly, Dove Hykind. There's no bigger New Yorker than Dove Hykind. We have to ask you your thoughts on our current new mayor, Eric Adams. We had a lot of hope for him coming in. Front page of the New York Post today, still that the Asian lady was pushed onto the subway tracks. By the way, hate crimes against Asians and Jews off the charts in New York City. But either way, he said the subways are safe. It's a perception problem. What are your thoughts on Eric Adams, Dove Hykind?
He's living on a different planet.
Yeah.
If he thinks the subways are safe, with a woman just being shoved onto the tracks, and hey, numbers don't lie. People lie, they make up facts, but the numbers don't lie, the statistics don't lie. So look, I want to give him a little more of a chance, but for him to get up and think that he can tell us, it's okay, you don't have to worry, you don't have to be concerned, that's not being honest with the people of this city. The people of this city deserve honesty, and we need to get that from our elected officials, starting with the mayor. The mayor promised a lot. He was going to make this city safe. He understood that supporting the police was important and that we need to not only not defund the police, we need to increase funding for the police. So when he says, things are okay, not a problem, he's not living on Earth.
Nope, he's not. And again, the honesty, he should be angry. The next day, he should have been very angry instead trying to sell us a bill of goods that doesn't exist. As always, Dove Hykind, you're not good. You're great. Great to catch up with you, our good friend. And please keep coming by. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you, Sid.
All right, Dove. Dove Hykind, who spent the better part of four decades as a big-time assemblyman out there in Borough Park, Brooklyn.